CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation is in Italy, and he's here to comment on matters to touch on Afghanistan. A wonderful, surprising story in the New York Times about an Afghan female soccer player and her colleagues and family members leaving Afghanistan in the crisis of the withdrawal of U.S. and NATO forces and finding a home in Italy. It's wonderful because she comes from Herat, which is not Kabul. The city, all the drama was about Kabul, but Herat is in the northwestern part of the country, and it's near Iran. However, what she now finds is a new home in Italy, Avezzano, Italy. Lorenzo, a wonderful story about Italy, about soccer, and this connects, of course, with the Italian success in the European Cup last summer. Italians worship their soccer, and now you welcome Afghanistan female soccer players. It's wonderful. Good evening to you, Lorenzo.
Hey, good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Yes, John, you are very right. This is indeed a very, very nice story. This is a story that goes back to 2016 when a journalist from Tuscany, Stefano Liberti, was there working for a non-profit organization, and he came to know about a team of female football players. He wanted to meet with them, and so after that they started to have a dialogue and a contact between them. Stefano Liberti went back to Afghanistan a couple of years later, and during the, let's say, the crisis of Afghanistan that suddenly happened during the first week of August, these ladies sent a message asking for help to Stefano Liberti. And Stefano did a very good job working with the Minister of Defense, with the Carabinieri, that are our forces in Afghanistan, in order to rescue all the girls and their family and also the trainer. So there was a very nice story of solidarity, because they had to plan how to leave Iraq, as you said, hundreds of kilometers far away from Kabul, to bring them to the airport. They did a very good job, but unfortunately only for three of them, plus the trainer and their family. Unfortunately, the other girls couldn't make it, and they are still in Afghanistan. Of course, Italy will do the best to bring them and make all of them joining in Italy. And they are now supported by the Italian Football Association of five players. It's a smaller soccer way of playing football in Avezzano, which is the center of Italy. Very, very nice story. And let's hope for the other that haven't done it, and hopefully they will join their companion here in Italy.
Is this story well known in Italy? Did other people celebrate this on the television or on the radio about the soccer players? I just love the connection that the best football team in Europe welcomes young people from Afghanistan. Of all the bad news we had, we needed a good news story like this, Lorenzo.
This was one of the good stories that we had, along with other story about the solidarity that the Italians in the region, that they have welcomed in the hospitality center the 5,000 Afghani refugees that came to Italy with the air bridge, helping them because they came with almost nothing. There was no space for their belongings, and so there is a really a solidarity to to support all of them with all the necessary to live this initial period of familiarization with our country, learning also a bit of Italian in order to become more and more autonomous and integrate with all our community. So this one of the story that appears on the newspaper, it was told on the TV, but along with other that are about, let's say, a sentiment of solidarity that is a part of DNA of any Italian.
Now, a surprising story. I did not know you had tornadoes in Italy. This is about a tornado that came out of the sea into Pantelleria. Where is that, Lorenzo?
Pantelleria is one of the most southest islands of Italy. It's south of Sicily, much closer to the African coast than to the Sicilian coast, like Lampedusa, which is, let's say, the other islands that normally is the first point of arrival of those, let's say, immigrant boats from Tunisia and Libya. It was also surprising to all of us, this, let's say, sudden tornado that was generated in few seconds, according to the description that I had of also from a friend of mine who lives in Pantelleria, but on the other side of the islands. He was very located in a very small area, but with a violence unbelievable. He could lift up cars, and one of these cars was dropped into an house. Unfortunately, two people died because they were crashed with their car against the wall and the terrain after having lifted by the turbulent flow of the tornado. I think this is again another element of evidence that climate change are more and more frequent, generating such kind of violent episode meteorologically wise. The same appear also in the north with more frequent phenomena of hail storm, which in the past, I remember when I was younger, they were pretty seldom to happen.
Yes, and one more detail about the virus. It's still with us here in the United States. And I read again in the New York Times recently that Italy is now requiring a test before arrival, and unvaccinated Americans must isolate. This is a change. Has it damaged the Italian tourist business in any fashion that Americans have to take a test?
Not really. You should know that we are coming to the end of the summer season, and this, let's say, new limitation have been introduced pretty recently. There is now the necessity to spend 5 days of quarantine before being, let's say, free to move across the country. And this is valid for some country. For another, there is still let's say, impediment to enter the Italian territory, like Brazil, for example, unless you go through a series of tests and a longer quarantine. This is not affecting the tourist season because the largest part of tourists were coming from the 27 European countries.
Right.
And I think that this season was good.
And finally, about the virus in Italy, has it abated or are you still plagued by Delta? We have about a minute. Do you see people with masks and social distancing and emphasizing the green pass?
Absolutely. I can tell you that there are many people going walking outside wearing the mask. Other, they are not wearing the mask. But what I would like to tell you is that the government is keen to introduce the use of the green pass practically to the school employees, after the nursing and medical doctors and those that support as nursing and medical assistants the elder hotels, but they intend to introduce also for every worker. I think that we are on a road to be a sort of front runner of introducing the green pass as a method to secure the freedom of movement of everybody, and let's say push all the Italian people to convince to get vaccination.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.